An annual celebration of music and art will take place this weekend in Macomb. The music celebration is the 14th annual Al Sears Jazz Festival. It features concerts Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, including free performances all day Saturday in Chandler Park. Christina Hess is a history education major at Western Illinois University. Her family has helped run the Big Spiderbeck Jazz Festival in the Quad Cities, and she researched the Macomb Jazz Fest for a class. Hess says the Al Sears Jazz Festival got its name thanks to a garage sale.
While living in Berkeley, California, co-founder Bill Mockstead acquired a jazz encyclopedia. Once he moved back to Macomb, Illinois, he had a garage sale in which he sold this encyclopedia for 25 cents to Jim O'Toole, a local artist. Several days later, Jim asked Bill if he saw the entry about Al Sears. Bill had not. Jim then read the entry to Bill, stating that Al Sears was Duke Ellington's lead tenor saxophone player for several years and just so happened to be born in Macomb, Illinois. For Bill, this was great news. The mayor of Macomb at the time had been wanting to start a new public event. This is where the idea of creating a jazz festival in memory of Al Sears came to life. When Bill mentioned the discovery of Al Sears to the mayor, it was enough for the mayor to organize a large committee to start preparations for Macomb's newest public event. So it was kind of interesting that this all started because of an encyclopedia entry.
That was found by someone who bought a book for 25 cents at a garage sale.
Yes.
Did you get a feel whether the Jazz Festival strengthens the bond between Western Illinois University and the community?
Yes. A lot of people said that it really helped build a sense of community, and as if it was just one big community versus the people of Macomb versus the people of Western Illinois University.
How would you define jazz, or how would you describe jazz to someone who's not familiar with it? Is there a way to do that?
I personally don't think there is. Jazz is something that has to be experienced, because I could give you all the definitions I found, and even with all those definitions, and even if you had them written down in front of you, you just have to listen. You have to like point it out, be like, yeah, this is jazz. This is what I'm talking about. It's hard to tell, because jazz is just such an experimental thing. I mean, you have 20s jazz, which is still jazz, and then you have bebop, which is still jazz, but they're completely different. And to somebody who's inexperienced with jazz, they may not know that, you know, they're both jazz. So
you did not get to delve into the economic impact of the Al Sears Jazz Festival, but did you find anything else about the impact of the festival just in general?
It was more so just the community aspect and how people want to keep Al Sears' memory alive, because, I mean, he is a pretty big figure in history. I don't think he gets enough credit for what he did, because he did a lot of things in his lifetime. He had a very successful lifetime, because I think another aspect people don't realize about Al Sears, besides being a musician and a civil rights activist, is he was also an executive for ABC Paramount, and he did a lot of great things there.
Live jazz will not be the only attraction in Chandler Park Saturday. It's also the site of the Gazebo Art Festival. Gail Carper helps organize the event. She says you can get an advanced look at the artist's work by visiting the Gazebo Art Facebook page or the page for the West Central Illinois Arts Center.
We have a really great lineup this year. We have 19 individual artists, and then we also have two clubs from the university. One is the Metals Club. Faculty advisor there is Kat Myers, who teaches all of the metals classes, and they'll be selling the jewelry from students and some faculty, too. So they're going to have some beautiful things. We also this year have the Ceramics Club. Their faculty sponsor is Ian Shelley, who is a wonderful ceramicist at the university. So they'll be selling a lot of the student works, and I think they're even going to have some faculty work with them with the Ceramics Club.
Will there be demonstrations at the park this year?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we have another person named Shelley doing demonstrations. That would be Natalie Shelley, who's married to Ian. And Natalie is also a professional ceramicist. She runs the Macomb Park District Pottery Program. So she'll be there doing demonstrations and having information available about the Park District program, because they've revved that back up again, and they do some wonderful classes for kids and for adults at the Park District program.
What other types of art will be available on the 19th?
We have four artists who will be selling the jewelry that they make. All of our work that we display and sell is all handmade. We don't have any commercial products. So we have four people who make jewelry who will be selling that. We have three ceramicists, as I mentioned, Ian, and then a couple of other people. This year we have five painters, which is unusual because it's difficult to get people who paint. But we have five painters, watercolors, oils, some mixed media, and some really, really wonderful people coming in. We have one artist who does metal sculpture. We also have four photographers who do art photography. And we're lucky this year to have two people in the fiber arts area, and they're usually very difficult to find too. And we have one person who makes and sells wood items.
Are these artists all from the general region?
Most of them are from Macomb and McDonough County, but we also have people from Keokuk, Iowa, from Hamilton, Russell, Iowa. We have people from Galesburg, and we have a woman who comes every year from Evergreen Park, which is up around Chicago.
Gail Carper says if it rains Saturday, the Gazebo Art Festival will be moved to the West Central Illinois Arts Center on the Courthouse Square. I'm Rich Ugger, Tri-States Public Radio News.